Baptism gives us the opportunity to declare new life, to declare the new life in Christ that has come to be experienced through faith in Him. And this morning, there are three people who are going to be baptized. And in just a moment, I'm going to invite them to come and have them share a bit of their testimony and how God has been at work in their lives, and then proceed with the baptismal service. But first, I want to make just these very brief remarks. In our church, we practice believer's baptism by immersion as a symbolic declaration of what has earlier transpired in the inner life of the believer in Christ who is being baptized. Now, why believers? Why don't we baptize infants, as some churches do? Well, my simplest answer I can give to you is that every recorded baptism in the New Testament is that of a believer. In addition to the baptisms of such people as Saul and the Philippian jailer and the Ethiopian eunuch that are recorded in the book of Acts, consider these statements. Acts 2:41, day of Pentecost, it says this: "So then those who had received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls." Those who had believed then were baptized. Acts 8:12 says that when they believed Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were being baptized, men and women alike. So these believers, these men and women, when they had believed, then they were baptized. Another reference out of Acts chapter 18, verse 8, Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians, when they heard, were believing and being baptized. So whenever we have the record of people being baptized, it's that of believers who have that experience. And so this calls upon people to have come far enough along in their physical development that they can understand the gospel and respond to it. So believers' baptism is important to us. Why immersion? Why not? Wouldn't it be more? One person made the comment that some people do it in a more civilized way. They just sprinkle a little water on a person. So why do we practice immersion? Well, let me say this: the common experience of every believer in Jesus Christ is this: the Holy Spirit, at the moment of conversion, has performed a ministry in that person's life called the baptism by the Holy Spirit. That unseen act identifies us with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection to new life. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, and by the way, if you know anything about the church at Corinth, it was riddled with problems. These were not perfect people by any means. But Paul writes to that imperfect bunch, and he says them this. He says, "By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." So the spiritual experience of each one of those people who were believers was this baptism by the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians 4:5, it says there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And I believe that one baptism that's spoken of, that's the common experience of every believer, is that work of the Holy Spirit in the person's life. But then Romans 6 describes what, through this baptism by the Holy Spirit, is true of every believer. "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." Water baptism is intended to symbolize this truth. So why immersion? Well, because it provides the best symbolic picture of our having died, having been buried, so to speak, with Christ, and being raised by the power of another to newness of life. You know, I've said this from time to time: we don't baptize ourselves. We depend upon another person to perform that baptism. And there's significance to that. And in the in the symbolism, the person who is doing the baptizing, the baptizer, is the individual who in that symbolism is able to stand in the place of God. And God is the one who raises up us up to new life. We don't raise ourselves. And so the person who's being baptized depends upon the baptizer to bring them up out of that symbol of the grave. I haven't lost any yet. But the great privilege of the one who performs the baptism is to be symbolically in the position of God, who is the one who energizes the new life in Christ. There are three people who are going to be baptized today, unless, someone says, anybody else? I don't know if there's anybody else this morning, but I know of three that have indicated they wish to be baptized. So I would like to ask the three of them to come to the platform right now. And we are going to hear their words of testimony, and then we are going to see their testimony enacted. So would the three of you come, please? Mike and Parsiana and Jen Vrabel. And I have asked them each to be prepared to share a word of testimony telling us how God has been at work in their lives, and we will do that. And the baptism itself is a testimony, but the words are very important too. And there's one of the members of the family that doesn't like the fact that Mom's up here. Who's going to be first? Okay, Jen.